Hey, thank you for tuning in to this Molloy podcast. I don't know whether you've downloaded Listener yet. It's a new way to get your podcast. You can listen to the radio live. You can also listen to music stations. And all, it's great. Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R. You can get that wherever you get your apps. Hey, here we go with Clown of the Week. Thank you so much for all your contributions throughout the week for Clown of the Week. We couldn't do it without you. Let's take a look at what happened on the show yesterday.
There are many contenders.
Nick Molloy in his underpants.
Juicy. We've just got to work on that landing a little bit.
But who will it be this week?
We'll be crossing to a press conference with Dan Andrews soon.
Time to reveal.
Dan Montagna. Nice say Montagna, mate.
Clown of the Week.
Okay, that's a yellow card for Maddie for putting that in the
poll. Oh, I like it. Our caller from Junie, you can call through anytime. Hey, 133353 is the number. If you'd like to clown anybody, you can get involved. You might win a prize too.
Let's start with Facebook.
Oh, man.
Pulling the pin, as is their right, I suppose, but they've pulled the pin in a wrangle over news services online. Mm. Should they pay for them? Shouldn't they? But they took it down. And in the course of taking down a lot of news services, they took down some vital health services and some information and stuff that we needed.
Yeah, that's right.
In what is being classically described as an overreach, there were some other collateral damage too.
What?
The North Shore Mums Group.
Oh, man, they've been banned.
They got taken out. They just got wiped out. The Batuta Advocate.
Now, that is good reading, by the way. So
the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, what the hell? We need that.
I'm all for that. Well played, say. Facebook.
Who else?
Bob Catter. What?
Has he been banned from Facebook?
He got done. Harvey Norman got done. I don't know how
they're
they got
even a
done.
News publisher. Why would the Harvey Norman get banned?
I don't know. Cricket Australia got done. Molloy survived, though.
Yeah, we did.
I should point out. Hey, and before we get carried away with all the vitriol on Facebook,
yeah.
Let's not forget this one thing. Mm. This is a wrangle between two superpowers, i.e. the press, Murdoch.
That's right.
And indeed Facebook. No one, neither party here really has the user in mind.
No,
and we need exactly to underline right. that. So before we all get behind Facebook and go, well, what's going on? We've been denied. Neither of these parties have your best interests at heart.
No.
They're just trying to divvy up the spoils.
Mm. And it's big money. That's
gigantic
business.
Sums of money.
Yeah.
And no one's out there really going, but what about the guys
the mums groups. And
so let's get there. Graham's on the line. Graham, who do you want to clown?
We've got to start with clowning Greg Hunt. After
yep. Yep.
The announcement at the beginning of the week that the vaccine arrived. He comes up with the eagle has landed.
He did.
And then have you got the quote there, Dave?
Yes, I do. Have a listen.
The eagle has landed. I am pleased to be able to tell Australians that shortly after midday, the first shipment of Pfizer vaccines arrived in Australia.
Yeah, to be honest, it wasn't a lot. Either. They could have got it on his hand luggage. They've pulled it out. Like Warney shipped more baked beans to India than we got.
Well, it seems a small supply, yeah.
He said the eagle has landed. Then the next day, what did he say, Dave?
Oh, this one.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister, Professor Skerrett. AstraZeneca is cleared for liftoff.
Oh, come on.
And what I can say is that the TGA has approved the AstraZeneca vaccine for use in Australia.
He loves a play on words, doesn't he?
And then he came out and held a press conference.
Work for NASA.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
What's it? Yeah, I think he's an anti-vaxxer. I've told you that.
Great.
I don't think
he
wants to get
into anyone. Well, he is the federal health minister, so I'm pretty sure he's not.
Just jab me. I cannot wait. When I've had my second vaccine injection, I'm going to go bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start swinging again.
Again?
I'm just going to start, pashing strangers.
Again.
I'm going to sneeze on the buffet. I'm just going to run amok and do all the things.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do. What was the other quote he came out and did?
Greg Hunt came out and said this the other day too, which was unusual.
All right.
sort of minister-like, I thought.
He's losing it. Sally's on the line. Sally, who do you want to clown?
Daniel Andrews.
Dan Andrews is copping a lot this week, and so he should. Mm. The snap lockdown, which seemed to be a great overreach as far as I'm concerned. We're not allowed to go out and be with more than 20 people
the
open, yet 7,477 people can go and
pack
watch tennis.
That's it.
Can you believe? Here's my theory on Daniel Andrews.
What's that?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
He's got podium fever.
How do you mean?
He just loves getting to the podium.
He just, yeah, right.
He loves podium. Do you know there's a thing called a Munchausen by proxy? It's a medical condition.
Right.
So it's when you, Munchausen is when you deliberately hurt yourself so that you get attention.
Okay.
Munchausen by proxy is when you hurt or damage someone else for the attention.
Oh.
And I believe he deliberately locks us up.
So he can
makes
get
our life
of,
difficult. So he can then.
Bit of me time.
Get a bit of me time, oh, and the cameras are on him.
Because you know what it's going to be like. He has the North Face jacket on. Good news. But if the suit's on, it's like, not good. Lock up.
There's trouble brewing.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. What else, Dave? You want to clown anyone?
Sure. I'm happy to clown plenty of people. What about the funeral home that had the wrong body in the wrong coffin?
They put the wrong body in the coffin. Have a listen.
Oh.
One family was paying their respects to their loved one when the daughter of the deceased decided to pay her respects by opening up the casket when she realised it was the wrong body.
My daughter said, "Mom, not my father's this one. Another man. No terrible things happened."
I expressed my most sincerest apologies. I wish I could turn it back for the families. I can't. I understand the trauma it's caused.
Isn't that just
by the way, that wasn't Mark Mitchell doing a character, I should say. Pauline Hanson. For her outrage, got herself in a bit of a tizzy over the political correctness and historical inaccuracies of the new series Bridgerton, or
right.
as she likes it, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton?
Yeah, Bridgerton.
Yeah, have you got it?
Yeah, here's Paul Murray.
So they're saying if you're making programs in Australia, you have to have at least 50% that are women, and then part of that has to be made up with diversity in the different ones. And you're talking about the police force as well. What is a person's sexual orientation, whether they're lesbian, gay, trans, bisexual, transsexual, whatever it is, and queer? Now, no one's been able to tell me what queer is yet. So, you know, all these plus, plus, plus. If you watch Bridgerton, half the people in it are actually black. And you have all these barons and earls and everyone who are actually black. I don't think that was the case in the early 1800s. But is this where we're headed? To actually show these programs that is really distorting history to satisfy people.
All right, calm down.
It's
just a TV
it's
show.
Made up, it's not real.
Mind you, I'm more worried about Pauline Hanson watching Bridgerton.
Bridgerton?
Czech tennis player Carolina Machova.
Oh, yeah.
For ruining the Australian
Thanks
Open with
lot.
Her medical timeout, and then she gets rolled anyway. Yeah. Outrage out there in the electorate,
no
outrage in the community, expressed on this program by our new favourite caller yesterday or the day before. It's Shirley.
Yeah, yeah. It's what Shirley from Euroa had to think about the Ashbardi defeat.
Mick, I can't believe it. It's a damn disgrace. What did she do in the medical break?
Do you write a letter to the paper? Do you write to the Australian Open? How do we fix
it? I'd tell you what, it's just getting there beyond a joke, Mick.
Right.
I'm furious.
I can tell you what, calm down,
Shirley.
Take it easy.
Yeah,
where are you calling from?
I used to always be on Triple M with Shawnee.
Oh, nice one.
Who's
Shawnee? In the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah, when he was at Triple M in Shep.
Yeah.
Okay, you two. Hey, Dave and Shirley, we're on national radio.
We'll talk about
it
off air.
Can you talk?
She was adorable.
We didn't get it all there, but she was very outraged from the start, and she was one of our favourite calls. While we're doing the Australian Open, what about the reporter who asked Italian Matteo Berrettini how his match went? There was only one problem. He didn't play.
Yeah, but listen.
So, Matteo, to start off with, can you talk us through your match and how you were feeling on the court today?
Nothing. I pulled out. I have a problem in my abs.
He didn't play. He got one job,
pal. Do your homework. Find out.
Much like this journalist who famously, you'll remember this in 2014 at Roland Garros, where Nicholas Mahut was asked... was congratulated after the game.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I lost.
You lost?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what happened out there?
Are you serious?
No.
Did you watch the match?
No, I didn't. I was told that you won. I'm sorry.
Question en français, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, again, one job.
I'd like to clown America.
Oh, wow. Okay, the whole country.
The handling of Valentine's Day. Now, we know they like food. Americans and their relationship to food is quite crazy. But some of these bouquet ideas, as expressed on the John Oliver program, are just beyond the pale.
All different types of opportunities to celebrate this Valentine's Day. Like, let's go over here and take a look at this bouquet of beef sticks.
Fried chicken bouquets. They include six chicken tenders, mini carnations,
herbs, baby's breath, and buttermilk lime dressing.
A bouquet made of Chick-fil-A nuggets and waffles.
This is a chicken wing and chicken finger bouquet.
How about a corn dog bouquet?
A bouquet of salami. Why not?
A sausage bouquet.
These are bacon bouquets.
Bouquet of ribs.
Jerky beef bouquets.
This is my beef bouquet.
The first ever Maine lobster tail bouquet.
This is a terrible idea.
This is a terrible idea. Josh said, please do not ship this. Do not put this in the mail.
Not going to be good at all.
You know where you're going to spend your Valentine's Day? On the toilet.
What is wrong with that country? Brendan's on the line. Brendan, who do you want to clown?
I would like to clown pretty much anyone who is responsible for cancelling Anzac Day.
So the Anzac Day parades have been cancelled in both Melbourne and Hobart. I think New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia have said the marches will go on. Yeah, are you not happy about it? Have you served yourself, Brendan?
Yeah, I have. I'm a veteran myself, an ex-army of almost 17, nearly 18 years.
Mm. I think it is terrible. My one suspicion is a lot of the older fellas, is it safe to put all the old boys and some of the older women as well out there together? Are they in a high-risk category? Do you think that's a factor?
No, I think there's ways around it. There's plenty of ways we can do it with vehicles and whatnot, and you can get the Australian military involved in this as in. That's always something we've always enjoyed myself. Mm. We've always been providing vehicles and whatnot.
Yep.
Okay. I just think it's pretty pathetic they're cancelling that, but allowing cricket and tennis to go on.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm in your camp on that one, and I think we've got to do what we did well last year, which was when Anzac, the dawn services were cancelled, and it was still one of the great saves of all time when people started doing their own services in their driveways.
That's right.
So families would still get up at dawn and in their own driveway and with their kids and light their own eternal flames.
Yeah.
And in a way, they were beautiful scenes and a beautiful thing to do with your family, and the pictures were great. It's doesn't compensate for the fact that we need to see and applaud all those people who've done so much for this country. I get it. I put it just ahead of the cancelling of the Birdman rally.
Right. How about a case of Brick Lane, Brendan?
Yes.
Well done, for all your service, mate. Appreciate you ringing through, buddy.
Awesome.
Another big week coming up with Malloy. Next week, Dom Knight, Dave O'Neill, Adam Rosenbarks, and Nerilee Meadow will be back with the wrap of the weekend sport as well. We'll talk to you Monday. Malloy on Triple M.